One day, the American president was visiting the Chinese president.
有一天，美国总统呢拜访中国的国家主席。
They talk to each other through interpreters.
两个人通过翻译进行对话。
The American president told the Chinese president, "Your wife is very lovely."
那美国的总统呢对中国的这个中国的国家主席说呢，你的夫人看起来非常的漂亮。
Which the Chinese translator duly translated, and the Chinese president was very pleased.
翻译员呢，就是如实的翻了后呢，中国的领袖呢，就听了非常的开心。
So with typical modesty, he replied, 哪里哪里。
但他很有中国人的这个特有的谦虚，他就回答哪里哪里。
And the American translator translated that as which part which part。
美国翻译呢，却把这句话翻成哪个部分哪个部分。
When I was in China, I once saw a sign in the washroom in Chinese which says 出口。
我在中国的时候呢，洗手间里面看到了一个中文的告示牌，说出口。
And beside the English translation say export.
旁边的英文翻译是 export， 那这意思就是出口货物。
No wonder China is the largest exporter in the world.
难怪中国是世界上最大的出口国家。
Okay, I hope I haven't offended our Chinese friends here.
希望我没有冒犯在座的中国的朋友们。
I assure you that we value you and we love you and value you.
我要跟你说呢，我是真心爱你们，而且是非常的珍惜你们的。
Language differences can be funny.
我们的这个语言的差距呢，有时候会让人觉得好笑。
But they also pose major barriers to communication and understanding different kinds of people.
但有时候呢，也成为人与人之间沟通的理解，还有一个是一个大障碍。
That's why today I need Sister Corinne.
所以需要我来做翻译。
Where did all these different languages come from?
不同的语言呢是从哪里来的呢？
And what has languages got to do with missions?
和语言和宣教又有什么关系呢？
Everything.
关系重大。
According to the Bible, after Noah emerged from the ark and after the flood, his sons populated the earth and they formed into different nations.
根据圣经的记载呢，那挪亚方舟出来之后呢，他们的儿子再次的生养众多，遍布全地，形成不同的宗族。
Genesis 10:32 tells us this.
在创世纪第十章有说到呢，这些宗族都是挪亚的子孙，按着他们的族系住在列国中。洪水以后，地上的列国都是从这些宗族分出来的。
The word here is nations.
这里呢是讲宗族
，which conveys a distinct kind of identity.
强调的是一种独特的身份。
According to the dictionary, a nation is a large body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular state or territory.
根据那字典的意思呢，宗族是指什么？是指一个由共同的血统、历史、文化或语言而团结在一起，并居住在特定国家或地区的庞大群体。
The people within the nation share common characteristics that make them different from other nations.
所以在这里呢，我会称它为民族。那民族就是在一个民族里呢，人们共享着共同的特征，使他们与其他的民族是不一样的。
These differences create a cultural barrier to understanding and cooperation.
这些差异呢，形成了文化上的这些障碍，使彼此呢理解和合作有困难。
To understand missions, we need to think nations.
需要明白，若要明白宣教呢，我们必须从民族的角度来考量。
The existence of nations, distinct ethnic blocks of people, is the reason for missions.
民族的存在呢，就是一个个独特的族群，正是宣教存在的原因。
That's why today I want to share with you about the forming of nations, the blessing of nations, and the gathering of nations.
所以今天呢，我要跟大家分享民族的形成、民族的祝福以及民族的聚集。
So let's start. First, the forming of nations.
开始是民族的形成。
How did human beings differentiate into so many different distinct nations?
人类是如何就是分化成这么多不同的民族的呢？
After the flood, human beings multiplied.
洪水之后，人类就是生养众多。
The whole world had one common language.
每个人都有同样的语言。
And the people decided to come together to build the tallest building in the world.
他们决定聚集在一起呢，建造一座世上最高的塔。
Let's look at verse 4 of today's passage again.
所以就在今天的经文呢，是第四节。 好，他们又说，来，我们建一座城，造一座塔，塔顶要通天，我们要为自己立名，免得分散在全地上。
The problem was found in the words, make a name for ourselves.
问题出现在这句话了，为自己立名。
It was an arrogant declaration of man-centered self-sufficiency.
这是人类以自我为中心、骄傲自大的宣言。
Rather than honor and call the name of God, they sought to exalt themselves and secure themselves by their ingenuity and powers.
他们没有选择来荣耀神、来尊崇神、呼求神的名，反而是来企图靠自己的聪明和智慧呢的能力来高举自己的名。
How did God respond?
神如何回应呢？
He put an end to their project by making them speak different languages.
他使他们说起不同的语言，彻底的阻止他们的计划。
Suddenly, they could not communicate with each other anymore.
他们突然无法跟彼此沟通了。
So there's no way they could continue to cooperate and work together.
所以他们也无法继续的合作。
The construction immediately ground to a halt.
建成的计划呢，立刻停止。
What happened next was predictable.
接下来呢，发生的事是我们意料之中的。
In verses 8 to 9, it says,
在第八到第九节这样说，于是耶和华把他们从那里分散到全地上，他们就停止建造那城，因此那城的名就叫巴别，因为耶和华在那里混乱了全地所有人的语言，又从那里把他们分散到全地上。
The people who could speak the same language banded together and set themselves apart from those who spoke other languages.
说着同一种语言的人呢，就聚集在一起，和那些其他语言的人呢分开来了。
They move further and further away from each other.
他们因此就是跟彼此离得越来越远。
Not only that, each group developed distinct ways of behaving and norms of conduct.
除此之外呢，他们每一个族群也开始发展了自己的独特的行为还有生活方式。
They adopted different cultures and formed into different nations over time.
他们形成了不同的文化，渐渐的。就发现，就是发展成各个不同的民族了。
That's how nations are formed.
这就是各民族的形成的过程。
It was a result of man's pride, arrogance, and defiance.
是人类的骄傲、自大还有悖逆所造成的结果。
However, God divided them for their own good.
然而，神将他们分散呢，其实是为了他们的益处。
He was limiting the amount of evil people could do.
他是在限制人所能做的恶事。
While he put into place a plan to redeem. All the nations of the world.
同时也在展开他伟大的救赎计划。
Which brings us to the second point.
这就让我们来到了第二点。
The blessing of nations.
民族的祝福。
From Genesis chapter 1 to 11, the Bible tells us about the whole world.
从创世纪第一章到十一章呢，将这个圣经告诉了我们这整个世界。
The creation of the world.
世界的创造。
The fall of humanity.
人类的堕落。
The flood that destroyed all life.
洪水毁灭了全地球的生命。
And finally, the birth of nations.
最后全族的形成。
It's like reading the international news section.
我好像在阅读国际新闻一样。
But when you turn to Genesis 12,
当我们翻到创世纪第十二章时，
it's as if you switch to the local news.
就好像我们从国际新闻转到了本地新闻。
The vantage point zooms in from the global scene to the life of one individual.
镜头就好像从全球的这个大现场呢，拉近到一个人的生命。
However, the writer is still telling the same story.
然而作者依然是讲述同一个故事。
Because the clues are obvious.
因为线索是非常明显的。
First, instead of making a name for themselves, now God calls out one man and promises to make his name great.
首先呢，他前面呢是说人类企图为自己立名，而当在第十二节十二章呢，神亲自呼召一个人，并且应许他使他的名为大。
Secondly, we see the same word nations in this passage.
第二呢，我们在创世纪呢看到再次的看到了同一个关键的词万族。
And that's in Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3.
就在创世纪十二章第一到第三节这样说：耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，到我指示你的地方去，我必使你成为大国，赐福给你，使你的名为大，你也必使别人得福，给他祝福，给你祝福的，我必赐福给他。咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都必因你得福。
And the New Testament confirms this in Galatians chapter 3 verse 8.
新约在加拉太书三章八节呢，肯定了这一切。这里说到，圣经既然 预先看见神要使外族人因信称义，就预先把好消息转给亚伯拉罕，万国都必因你得福。
God had divided rebellious humanity into different nations.
神因为我们悖逆的人呢，把他们分散到不同的民族。
But he also had a plan to bless all the nations.
但同时他也展开了祝福的计划来祝福大家。
And God began by blessing one man.
他从祝福一个人开始。
And through him, God promised that all the nations on earth will eventually be blessed as well.
透过这人呢，神应许地上的万族都要得福。
God fulfilled that promise by sending His Jesus to be born as a descendant of Abraham.
神差派他的儿子耶稣基督降世为人呢，成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，应许了他的承诺。
Jesus went to the cross to pay the price for all the sins of all men.
耶稣为世人的罪呢，钉死在十字架，来付上那代价。
So that we can be delivered from God's judgment.
使我们能够从神的审判中得到拯救。
Now the problem is this.
那问题在于
，This good news was only initially known to the Jews.
这好消息一开始只是由犹太人知道而已。
Because Jesus lived, died, and rose from the among the Jews.
因为耶稣呢，他生、死和复活都发生在犹太人的群体中。
For other nations to experience God's blessings, the good news, the gospel message, would have to be carried beyond the Jewish nation and culture to other nations and cultures.
若要其他的民族经历神的祝福呢，听到这个好消息，这祝福的信息就必须被带出犹太的民族与文化，传到万国万邦。
God wants all nations to be blessed.
那神要祝福的是万国万民哦。
Not just the Jewish nation.
不仅仅是犹太人。
The problem is that we don't naturally share the gospel readily to people of other cultures and nations.
不然我们的本性呢，并不容易主动的去跨越文化界限去传福音。
The resistance to spread the gospel beyond our own kind is so great that the Holy Spirit had to take drastic steps in the early church.
跨越同类去传福音的，在早期教会是很强的一个抗拒，所以圣灵必须采取很强烈的行动。
First, he allowed the persecution to happen.
第一呢，圣灵允许教会受逼迫。
So the church was scattered far and wide.
使信徒呢被逼迫四散到各地。
And only after they got out their natural environment did they begin preaching the gospel to people who are not Jews.
这是在他们离开了熟悉的环境之后呢，他们才开始向外邦人传福音。
Secondly, God had to raise a new apostle to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
第二，神必须兴起一位新的使徒，向外邦人传福音。
In fact, God chose someone who was not an original disciple of Jesus.
神拣选的那一位呢，甚至不是耶稣原先的门徒。
He wanted someone with a different mindset.
他拣选了一个思想完全不同的人。
So he chose Paul.
所以他拣选了保罗。
The persecutor of the church and converted him.
那教会的逼迫者，神转化了他的生命。
And appointed him as the apostle.To the Gentiles.
使他成为万邦人的使徒。
Thirdly, God had to set up a new church that is different from the mother church in Jerusalem.
第三，神必须建立一个与耶路撒冷的母会不一样的新教会。
So he established a new church at Antioch, 500 kilometers north of Jerusalem.
所以神建立了安提亚教会，它在于耶路撒冷北部约500公里。
And it was the church at Antioch that sent out Paul and Barnabas on their world-changing missionary journeys recorded in the book of Acts.
正是这间教会呢，差派了保罗还有巴拿巴，在《使徒行传》里呢记载他们的一系列影响世界的宣教旅程。
Paul brought the gospel to many nations.
保罗把福音带到各民族。
Converted thousands of people and planted many churches.
使成千上万的人信主，而且建立许多教会。
Similarly, it is only through the work of other missionaries who left their own cultures to preach the gospel that we can enjoy the blessings promised Abraham so long ago.
同样的，若没有那些愿意跨越文化走向万族的宣教士们呢，我们今天也无法享受神早在亚伯拉罕时代应许的这个祝福。
God wants to bless all the nations of the earth.
神渴望祝福全地的民族。
But it will take deliberate cross-cultural missionary effort.
但要实现呢，需要很刻意的跨越文化的宣教。
Not merely evangelism within our own kind of people.
而不仅仅只是向我们自己的民族传福音。
It is not natural to do that.
这并不是一件很自然去行的事。
That's why missions is difficult and costly.
所以呢，我们宣教是很艰难、很付上代价的。
It's not going to happen unless we are very intentional about it.
若我们不刻意去做呢，它就不会发生。
I used to think that the missions work was hypocritical.
我曾经觉得呢，宣教是虚伪的。
Why bother to cross the ocean and tell other people about Christ when we are not reaching our own friends and neighbors?
身边的朋友和邻舍都还没有信主，为何要漂洋过海去别国传福音呢？
Well, that's because I had not been taught what I'm teaching you now.
那是因为当时我还没有明白这一点，我现在要教导你们的。
We need to engage in missions because God wants to bless all the nations of the world.
我们必须参与宣教，因为神的心意是要万族得祝福。
But that's not even his end goal.
但这也并不是上帝最终的目的。
What is his end goal?
那他最终的目的是什么呢？
His end goal is point number three, the gathering of nations.
是第三点，民族的聚集。
Now Jesus was crucified at Passover as the true sacrificial lamb.
耶稣在逾越节那天被钉死十字架呢，成为真正的赎罪羔羊。
49 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit filled Jesus' band of 150 disciples dramatically.
49天后呢，在五旬节的那天，圣灵大大的充满150位耶稣的门徒。
There was fire.
有火焰。
There was a rushing wind.
有狂风。
And then they all started speaking other languages.
然后他们开始说不同的方言起来。
This event is recorded in Acts chapter 2 verses 5 to 7.
这一幕记载在《使徒行传》第二章五到七节，这样说：那时住在耶路撒冷的有从天下各国来的虔诚的犹太人，这声音一响，许多人都聚了来，人人都听见门徒讲出听众个人本乡的话，就莫名其妙。他们又惊讶又惊奇，说：“你看这些说话的人，不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们讲我们从小所用的本乡话呢？”
And on that day, Peter stood up and preached the good news of Jesus Christ.
在那天，彼得站立起来向众人宣教耶稣的这个福音。
And 3,000 people were converted.
有三千人悔改信主。
They were from every nation under heaven.
他们来自天下万族。
It was the birthday of the church, which began to add people rapidly.
那一天是教会的诞生，而那时起呢，得救的人天天加给教会。
Pentecost coincided with the wheat harvest in Israel.
五旬节同时也是麦子收割的节日。
I hope you make the connection.
希望你能够看到其中的连贯。
Instead of being scattered because their languages have been confused,
之前他们是因为语言混乱而四散。
People were now brought together because they heard the gospel in their own languages.
如今他们因为听见用自己的语言所传的福音而被聚集在一起。
It was the beginning of the reversal of Babel.
这意味着巴别城已被反转。
God was beginning to bring in a harvest of souls from all nations.
神开始从万族中带入拯救灵魂的大丰收。
And what will the final conclusion look like?
那这最终的结局将会是怎样的呢？
We find Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 to 10.
答案就在启示录第七章九到十节。这些事以后，我观看，见有一大群人，没有人能数得过来，是从各邦国、各支派、各民族、各方言来的。他们都站在宝座和羊羔面前，身穿白袍，手里拿着棕树枝。他们大声呼喊说：愿救主归给那坐在宝座上我们的神，也归给羊羔。
That would be the complete reversal of Babel.
这是巴别城的彻底翻转。
Instead of nations being scattered because of their godlessness,
当初民族是因为不敬畏神而被分散。
Eventually, they were brought together into a worshiping community.
如今他们被聚集成为一个同心敬拜的群体。
Instead of trying to make a name for themselves, people from every nation will be declaring the praises of the Lamb.
当初民族呢，企图是为自己立的名，而如今他们万族的人呢，是同声的宣扬羔羊荣耀和赞美啊。
What must happen before this glorious vision can be fulfilled?
要成就这荣耀的意象，必须发生什么事呢？
Jesus tells us the answer in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14.
耶稣在马太福音二十四章十四节告诉我们，这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证，然后结局才来到。
You see, God's plan is not simply to reach different countries.
神的计划呢，并不是要把福音传给不同的国家。
Countries are politically defined.
国家是这个政治上的这些界限。
But in the world, there are many different groups that are separated by culture and ethnicity.
但在这些国家里面呢，其实有许多不同的群体，他们是因着文化和种族而被分开的。
So we call each of these groups a people group.
所以我们称他们这群体为族群。
That is what Revelation describes as nations, tribe, people, and tongue.
这也是启示录所说的各邦国、各支派、各民族、各方言。
The end will come when there's a testimony of the gospel in every nation.
当福音在万民中成为见证时呢，然后结局才会来到。
When there is a functioning church capable of preaching the good news in every group.
当每一个民的族群呢，都有兴起一间能够传福音的教会
，then the end will come。
那时结局才来到。
That's why Jesus gave us the Great Commission。
所以耶稣给我们吩咐大使命。
What he said was not to go and make disciples of the whole world。
他并不是说去使全世界的人都成为门徒。
He did not say make disciples of as many people as possible。
他也没有说尽你可能让更多更多的人信主。
He said to make disciples of all nations。
他是说去使万民做我的门徒。
It means we must win people in every race and culture。
意味着我们的目标是要赢得各族、各邦、各类、各文化的人。
And we understand this, we'll do evangelism differently.
若我们了解这一点，我们将会对宣教有所改变。
We will not just try to win as many people as possible.
我们不会只是尽可能来赢得更多的人。
Instead, we will try to penetrate as many nations or people groups as possible.
相反，我们会尽我们的能力深入到更多更多的民族还有族群。
So that we can see a testimony of the gospel in every nation.
因为我们要看见每一个民族每一个族群里面的见证。
We will want to see disciples in every nation.
我们要看到每一个族群兴起门徒。
You may be thinking, isn't a Singaporean life as valuable as, say, an Indian life?
你可能会想，难道一个新加坡人的生命不如一个印度人的生命宝贵吗？
Isn't the soul of a Malay as precious as the soul of, say, a Cambodian?
难道一个马来同胞的灵魂不如一个柬埔寨的灵魂宝贵吗？
Answer is yes.
答案是一样宝贵。
All humans have equal value.
所有的人都有同等的价值。
We ought to love everyone equally.
我们也应当相同的对待，爱着彼此。
But this is not just about saving souls.
但这不只是拯救灵魂。
This is about the glory of God.
更是关乎神的荣耀。
And the question is, what will bring God maximum glory?
我们要问的是呢，是什么能够带给让神得到最大的荣耀？
What will bring maximum glory is to have representatives from every nation on earth worshiping before Jesus.
能够让神有得到最大的荣耀呢，是当来万国万族万民的人呢，都聚集在一起，来在神宝座前
，proclaiming that he is the name that is above every other name.
来宣告他的名是超乎万民之上的名。
What will bring maximum glory to God is to have the effects of Babel fully reversed.
能让神得着最大的荣耀，是把巴别城的分裂完全的被转变。
To have all nations bow the knee and confess with tongue that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
让所有民族都要跪拜，都要口里承认。耶稣基督是主，使荣耀归给我们的父神。
The vision of all nations worshiping before the throne of God confronts us with a decision.
万族敬拜我们的宝座高远的神呢？这意象让我们必须做出一个决定。
Will you play a part to make it happen soon?
你是否愿意成为一份子，让这个意象更快的来到呢
？Because it will happen only when the gospel has been preached as testimony to all nations.
当福音在万民中成为见证，这一切就会成就。
It will happen when we intentionally and purposely bring the gospel into people groups that have no Christian testimony.
当我们刻意的把福音带进没有基督见证的族群时，这一切才会成就。
About 6,500 people groups in the world today still considered unreached.
如今世界上仍有大约6,500个族群算是还没有听到福音的。
Only 10% of missionaries are working among such unreached people groups.
而只有大概18%的宣教士们在这些族群当中服事。
The worldwide church today has the manpower and resources to finish this task in our generation.
事实上呢，全球教会现今呢，拥有足够的人力还有资源来成就这一切的。
Christians have simply not woken up to their global responsibilities.
只是基督徒还没有醒悟自己的这个大使命。
That's why the end has not yet come.
这也是为什么呢？主还没有再来。
And that's why Jesus has not yet returned.
是，这是为什么上帝还没有，耶稣基督还没有再来。
We are a relatively small church.
我们算是一个规模还算小的教会。
But I urge all of us to play a part in fulfilling the Great Commission by engaging in world missions.
但我仍然要激励大家，每一位弟兄姐妹们呢，一起的行动，完成大使命，来投入宣教。
Let us be the kind of Christians that give lavishly to missions.
让我们成为就是宣教。在这个宣教慷慨奉献的基督徒。
Let us be the kind of people that pray more for the nations of the world than for our own careers and our children's success.
让我们成为那热切为万族祷告多过为自己的事业或者是孩子的成就祷告。
Let's be a church that sends out hundreds of missionaries to the nations.
让我们成为差派一批又一批宣教士到万民中传福音的教会。
Let's not be concerned about making a name for ourselves.
让我们不追求为自己立名。
But to proclaim among the nations the name that is above every other name.
而是传扬万族来超乎万民之上的名。
Let's be a church that goes beyond.
让我们成为一个跨越的教会。
Come, let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven,
亲爱的耶稣，
thank you for saving us.
感谢你拯救了我们。
Thank you for blessing us so richly.
感谢你这么样的来祝福着我们。
Father, we recognize that this blessing is not for us to keep to ourselves.
天父，我们知道这个祝福不是我们单单要自己留着而已。
You bless us so that we can bless others.
你祝福我们，所以我们可以祝福别人。
Help us to see that there are many people in the world who have not yet received that same blessing.
帮助我们看到世上还有更多更多的族群还没有听到你的这个福音，还没有接受你的这个福分。
Give us the same burden that is in your heart.
给我们这个同样的负担，就好像你心上的负担一样。
Because you want the nations of the world to know about Jesus Christ.
因为你要我们的万族万邦都认识耶稣基督。
You know it's not natural for us.
你知道这对我们是不自然的行为。
We would rather just share the gospel with people who are just like us.
我们只是甘愿就是。只是分享福音给我们身边跟我们一样的人。
Give us a love for all these other people in other nations whom we do not know.
所以我们求你给我们这份爱，这份能够让我们把这份爱传给我们不认识的这些外族的人。
Help us as a church.
帮助我们一个教会。
To send out more missionaries.
能够差派更多的宣教士。
Raise up many missionaries among us.
能够兴起更多的宣教士们。
So that we can be a church that goes beyond.
让我们成为一个跨越的教会。
Help us to play our part.
帮助你，让我们请帮助我们，让我们成为这一份子。
So that the gospel we preach as testimony to all nations.
让你的福音成为外邦的这个好见证。
So that the end will come.
所以那最后你耶稣基督会再来。
And we will see Jesus again.
我们会再次的看到耶稣基督。
And not only that,
不只是这样。
We will be worshiping before Him together with all the people from all the nations of the world.
我们会和万族万邦一起的聚集来敬拜你。
Thank you, God.
感谢你，天父。
Jesus' name, we pray all this.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.